thank the Lord's not only blessed us with this opportunity, but I thank him more and more for giving me the desire to take advantage of these opportunities. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, the Apostle Paul tells us, "Therefore there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ." Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, Moses writes, says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." In John chapter 17, verse 3, John writes, "And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Of course, those are the words of Jesus. And Paul puts it this way in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6, "But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." Paul writes in Galatians 3:20, he says, "Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one." Ephesians 4, verse 6, "One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all." The Bible was written and given for a lot of purposes. Of course, the primary purpose was to teach us about God. And one of the primary things that the Bible teaches us about God is that he is God, and beside him there is none else. There be many that claim to be God, and there be many men that claim that there are many gods. But there's only one true God, only one living God, always has been and always will be. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray.